Up next on the program, nature photographer, owner of the Montour Gallery, and well, a guy who knows some sports. That was his thing for a while until he broadened his horizons. But we're always happy to get his thoughts on the state of things. Jerry Montour joining us. Hello there, Jerry.
Rich. By the way, did you know that we have not spoken since last November when the election was stolen from Donald Trump?
Has it been that long? God, what's wrong with me?
I almost couldn't get that out. Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, that's because we were a support system keeping each other from going out too far on the ledge. But once things turned, you know, we could get back to some level of normalcy.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that to happen. By the way, I got to tell you, I recently started dating this woman who lives in Vermont, right? And it's about a 6-hour drive. You can't fly there.
Oh, that's why you've been going to Vermont. I thought it was for photography.
No, just sex. So anyway, I got to drive. It's like a 6-hour drive, and the shortest way is up north through the Willy Wags. Rich, you just wouldn't believe the size of the Trump signs that are still out. 7 months later, they're still out there, and they're huge. And it's like you know, it used to be if you lived out in the sticks, you wanted to get the biggest satellite dish sign. Now it's the size of the Trump sign that really matters.
I think they're compensating, don't you?
Oh, my God. Yes, that's exactly right. You nailed it. I know you don't want to talk politics, but I had to get that out.
We talk all things when you're on, Jerry. But, let's talk about what's going on with photography. Beautiful photos. I love the shots of the barred owl.
Oh, yeah. This is a great time of the year, man. I love this time of the year because the babies are coming out. We got the barred owlets, you know, the kids. I'm going back tomorrow morning to get some close-ups of the baby owls. I'm going down to North Carolina on Friday to get baby bears, to get bear cubs.
Ooh.
We've got fox kits. It's fantastic. If you're a nature photographer, and I realized this a couple of years into my new career here, if you want to sell anything, you've got to go cute. Cute is what matters.
Well, do you need to get some shots of me?
You're getting funnier. You know that? Didn't think it was possible.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? We're talking with Jerry Montour here on Downtown. All right. Have you been following the Red Sox in this bold season so far?
I have. And it's astounding. I mean, I knew this team could hit, but I didn't realize just how good they could be. The pitching is still, I don't know, jury's still out on starting pitching. But, man, the bullpen has done a pretty good job. Matt Barnes caved in the other day, yesterday, but still he's had a hell of a season. They're playing great defense. Man, you know what's really funny is Alex Cora has this team overachieving. Now, here's a guy who was banned from baseball. And all of a sudden, he comes back, and he right now is, as far as I'm concerned, manager of the year. What does that tell you?
Well, and I think it tells you a couple of things, that he's a very good manager, and he's the right guy for this team. They obviously like him and enjoy playing for him. And even when they started out 0-3, he was the guy who said, I'm pretty sure we won't go 0-162.
Yeah. And I tell you what, if he's cheating, he's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, because he's doing it without the noise of the trash can lids.
That's it. I think it's a COVID thing.
Right. I like my cheating quiet.
That's it. I'm a big fan of this team all of a sudden. I didn't think it was possible, but I am. By the way, did I ever tell you, I don't know why this popped into my head, did I ever tell you my Manny Ramirez stories?
No, but I think I need to hear that.
And again, I don't know why I thought of it, but so a few years ago, many years ago, I was having drinks with this guy from the Red Sox front office, a guy who was in marketing, and you know, I got him all liquored up, and I said, give me something I can take with me for the rest of my life. Tell me some stories. He goes, okay, I got a couple Manny Ramirez stories for you. And this was during the time when when Manny was just having, you know, going through contract negotiations, and he was hating the Red Sox, and he demanded to be traded. And they, and management says, "Well, Manny, where do you want to go?" And he said, "I just want to go someplace where I can walk into a strip club and they won't recognize me."
Well, every kid's got a dream.
Where is that, Manny? Where is that
right.
strip club? And then the other story is that this is a little, you just use your imagination. So the guy was telling me that there is a hotel in Manhattan that at the time the Red Sox were no longer allowed to be a part of, because Manny got pissed off one night and defiled the room, shall we say.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I remember one of the Red Sox broadcasters who's no longer with the team, so I can tell the story, was up here for a promotional visit several years ago, was talking about Manny, and he described him as, he said, he's Rain Man. He knows baseball, and if the subject goes beyond the world of baseball, I'm a very good driver. I mean, that's it. He's done. Yeah.
Well, au contraire, because he knows strip joints, too.
Right. Well, yes. But maybe I include that in the baseball world.
Yeah, right. Right. That's true. Oh, man. He was one of a kind.
Who would you like the Patriots to have as their quarterback next fall?
Anybody but the guy that's been their quarterback the last 12 months.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Anybody but Cam Newton. I mean, he throws the football like it's a shot put,
and that's not effective. You seem to be suggesting.
I believe I could throw a shot put farther than that. No, I'm not a fan. I'll take Mac Jones 7 days a week.
All right, but I won't disagree with you on that. Although I do think Newton will be better, because I guess he has to be going forward here.
Yeah. No, quarterback-wise, I don't know what they saw in him. I honestly do not. I mean, he can run occasionally, which is okay. But no, you got to be able to pass the ball. You got to throw it downfield. You got to put some zip behind it. You got to be accurate. All those things.
Were you following the Celtics before they went belly up?
Okay, here's the deal with the Celtics. This has been a very long winter for me, Rich. Very long winter, because I got caught up in Celtic mania that they came within two wins of going to the finals last year. Yeah. And I figured, man, it's going to be more of the same this year. So I started watching. I think I watched every single game, and that's why I drink.
Well, they would drive a person to that, clearly.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just incredible. Now, yeah, injuries, sure. They've had a ton, and God knows who's going to be available tomorrow night when they take on Bradley Beal, who's not 100%, and Russell Westbrook and the Washington team. But it's just unbelievable. Every team has to deal with injuries, but the Celtics did not this year. It was just amazing how they underachieved. Now, let me ask you this, Rich, and I don't know the answer to this question, but what were Brad Stevens' teams like at Butler? What were they like defensively? Could they play defense?
I think they could. Now, I'll be honest, I don't remember. I didn't follow them that closely, except when they had their tournament run. So I don't know. But this team, I don't know. I don't think, and I've asked this question to some of the Boston media guys, are they selfish? And they seem to say, no, it's not that they're selfish, but it's they don't feel a sense of urgency sometimes.
Okay, well, that's got to change. I don't know if it's Brad Stevens' fault. I just don't know. But they don't seem to be playing for this guy. So, hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Rich,
yeah.
Ask me if I heard the news about Marv Albert.
So, Jerry, did you hear the news about Marv Albert?
Yes! 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 I can't do it. Yes! I met Marv once. What a nice, nice guy. Did you ever meet him?
I've never met him, no.
He's just a tremendously nice human being. Almost as nice as Dick Enberg.
Wow.
Did you meet Dick Enberg?
I did meet Dick Enberg a couple of times, and he was a prince of a man.
Oh, incredibly nice. And he described himself as vanilla. But he told me this story about Chris Evert. I'm losing my mind, Rich. Did I tell you this story either?
If you did, I forgot it too, so please go ahead.
Well, we were not on camera, thankfully, but he said Chris was a fun gal. She just loved to have fun, if you know what I mean. Wink, 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 nudge, nudge. And the line is, as far as Chris Evert's concerned, the line is long, but it moves quickly.
Well, how about that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, I was trying to remember the timeline in my head, but, you know, that's gone. Did you ever work with Kenny Mayne?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We worked at ESPN, too. He came within about 5 seconds of getting fired, but righted the ship pretty quickly, and turned out had a great career. He was one of my favorite guys to work with. I loved him.
Well, and I worry, and I don't watch ESPN all that much anymore. And part of it is because the personalities are for the most part gone.
No question about it. No question about it. You nailed it, man. I can't watch it either. I'd rather go on the internet and read Bleacher Report than watch SportsCenter now. But you're absolutely correct. We used to have so much fun back then. Oh my God, more fun than I can talk about on this radio program.
Well, there's a lot you could talk about, but yeah, who knows? Somebody might be listening. I thought of you last night. I was watching CNN, and they're doing their 6-part series on the history of late night, and they've just gotten to the Leno Letterman wars. And I remember the time you came on the show and you had just finished taping a show with Jay Leno.
I did. Yeah. It was a car show. One of those classic car shows. I did several of those for an independent production company. Why they hired me is beyond me, but, because I know nothing about cars, but I knew a little bit about TV, and I worked with Jay, and man, how much fun was that? Talk about a guy who does know about cars. And we had a blast. It was out in Pasadena, and man, he is the genuine article. I mean, he's as funny and as affable as anybody you'll ever meet. I really felt bad for him the way his late night career ended.
Well, Jerry, it's always good for us to catch up with you. So when are you headed back to Vermont again? I'm curious to hear more about this.
Well, I've been there 2 times in a row, so it's her turn to come here. You know how that works. So,
right.
We're going to go down. Her name is Beth. We're going to go down to North Carolina and photograph the Bears, and then she's going to drive over here the following week. So I will be incommunicado. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, indeed. That's good. Well, it sounds like, well, as Dick Enberg said, fun.
Yep. The line is long. Quickly.
And as far as the gallery goes, if people want to see and most of all purchase some of your fine work, get themselves down to Hancock.
Yep, down to Hancock, inside the Best Wines store, the location on Route 1. And also I've got a website that just kicks ass. Check it out. It's montegallery.com. That's MONTEUX gallery.com. 20% off your first order, Rich.
That's fantastic. Well, Jerry, it's always great to catch up with you. Travel safely on your bear journey, and we'll catch
Thank
up
you,
with you
brother.
When you're back from the lovin'.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Monteux on Downtown.